On the 15th of September, 1924, BBC Northern Ireland began transmitting on radio, later adding television and more. 100 years on, almost to the day, a special gala concert took place, hosted by Christine Lampard. Entitled A Century of Stories, it was an evening celebrating some of the iconic broadcasting moments that reflect our place, our people and our history. I'm Stephen McCauley, and tonight we offer you highlights from the event, which was recorded in the Waterfront Hall in Belfast, with performances from Clannad, Dee Ream and Tony Hadley, alongside specially commissioned works from some of our finest current artists, all inspired by 100 years of the BBC archives. Anchoring the concert throughout is the Ulster Orchestra, conducted by David Brophy, and that's where we begin, with the specially composed A Century of Stories Overture.
2BE calling. This is 2BE calling. This is the Belfast station of the British Broadcasting Company, broadcasting on 435 metres.
This is the BBC television service with a programme specially for viewers in Northern Ireland.
This new high-power transmitter will enable practically the whole of this province to receive programmes designed especially for your needs.
Now shut your eyes and let your imagination come with us.
We come now to our newsletter. Tonight is from Northern Ireland.
From the world of science, we turn to the world of music. Tonight, he broadcasts from the BBC studios for the first time.
The deeper meaning and the deeper intention is apparent in the fact that the voice of the country is being heard more and more on the air.
This is BBC Radio Ulster. A new year, a new radio service.
You're listening to BBC Radio 4.
The BBC has secured and holds the goodwill and affection of the people.
Thank you so, so much, everyone. It is an absolute pleasure to be back home with you all this evening. And what a great start to the night. Please give a very warm welcome to the Ulster Orchestra and conductor, David Brophy. Tonight is all about stories, and ours is remarkable. For a country with a population of under 2 million, Northern Ireland has produced world leaders in sport, drama, art, literature, and much more. Over the last 100 years, the BBC in Northern Ireland has shared those stories, charting our achievements and documenting the more troubled times as well. This place is renowned for its music. And as part of Belfast 2024, Belfast City Council has been highlighting the rich heritage and creativity in the city. And tonight, we'll be showcasing some of our finest musical talent. Legends like Ruby Murray. Born on the Donegal Road, Ruby was a bona fide superstar in the 1950s, going down in history as the only singer to have 5 brand new songs in the UK top 20 at the same time. The birth of rock and roll would change her fortunes, but her voice remains woven into the fabric of this city. Ruby died in 1996. But tonight, she performs a virtual duet alongside a winner of BBC Northern Ireland's Young Musicians Platform Award. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Catherine Timoney.
Mm-hmm. I can face the afternoon, but all those lonely nights.
In the music world, many artists were horrified by the images they saw coming out of the newsroom. Songs like Invisible Sun by The Police, Belfast Child by Simple Minds, and Sunday Bloody Sunday by U2 captured the tragedy of what was happening here. One of the most enduring compositions came from Spandau Ballet in 1986, inspired by the real-life killing of one of their rogue crew on the streets of Belfast. The song was Through the Barricades. And here to perform it, please welcome Tony Hadley.
Mother doesn't know where love is gone. Says it must be youth that keeps us feeling strong. I see it in a face that's turned to ice. And when she smiles, she shows the lines of sacrifice. And now I know what they're saying as our sun begins to fade. We made our love on wasteland and through the barricades.
Tony Hadley, welcome back to Belfast.
Thank you very much. I've been here a few times, to say the least. Many, many times, actually, yeah.
Well, one of those times was the Maysfield Leisure Centre in 1984. Was that your first show in Northern Ireland?
I think it was. We were one of the few bands, I remember, Spandau, to come to Northern Ireland. Because a lot, you know, people still talk about the Troubles and stuff. And it was still quite relevant then. But we were determined to come here. And then by coming here and being in Dublin as well, where we were rehearsing for the Through the Barricades album, that's what inspired the song. Something tragic happened, and that came about with the Through the Barricades song, which is my favourite Spandau Ballet song. I think it's a fantastic song.
I have to ask you about that song because, I mean, it is your most visible connection to Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
It was inspired by the Northern Ireland Troubles. It was inspired by one particular incident as well. Yeah. Why did Spandau Ballet write and release a song about Northern Ireland at that time?
Well, Gary wrote the song. And I remember at the time when he played it to us, it was a complete departure from anything else we'd ever done. And it was more like a sort of folk song. And then all of a sudden you get this folky bit, and then it goes into the big, oh, turn around, and it got the big anthemic drum section and stuff. In a way, I always say we go to Italy an awful lot, and I always say this is like Romeo and Juliet, and it's love across the divide. And unfortunately, we still live in a world, you know, thank God things are great over here and there and stuff, but we still live in a world where there's so much divisiveness, and people can't marry who they want to marry because of the religion or the colour of your skin or your sexuality or whatever. And so I always think that song's quite inspiring from that point of view, because it is about two people from across the divide wanting to get together.
Thank you for coming home. Sorry that the chairs are all warm. I left them here, I could have sworn. These are my salad days, slowly being eaten away. Just another play for today. Oh, but I'm proud of you, proud of you. Nothing left to make me feel small. Long as I'll be standing so tall. Thank you.
Now, back in 1973, school's producer Davy Hammond filmed a group of children singing and playing street games in the Divis area of Belfast. The programme was called Dusty Bluebells, and we're very pleased that some of those children are in our audience tonight. Hello there, folks. Now, performing a very special arrangement of those songs for us now, please welcome the girls and boys from St. Kieran's Primary School in Belfast.
When children offer themselves to the ceremony of a game, to its movement and rhythm, they're lost to the ordinary world. You need little in the way of facilities, just a gable wall, curbstone, a few flags on the footpath, or a corner of the school playground. The tunes are snatched casually out of the air, from the radio, the jukebox, or blown along in the wind of tradition.
Time for another of our specially commissioned performances. Owen O'Callaghan is an artist, producer and composer from Derry, Londonderry. A former winner of the Northern Ireland Music Prize, he also composes the score for another police series, Blue Lights. We let him loose on the BBC archives, and this is what he came up with. Entitled Children of the Stars, please welcome Owen O'Callaghan.
When we look at the night sky, we're seeing the kind of environment that we came from, that the atoms of which we're made came from. We are intimately and ultimately children of the stars.
Thank you. Of course, every great drama needs a great score. And in Harry's game, we had Clannad's hauntingly beautiful theme. It won an Ivor Novello Award and brought the Irish language to the top 10 singles chart. It's my absolute pleasure and personal pleasure to welcome Clannad.
Sportsmen and women from Northern Ireland have just had their best ever Olympics. But our first gold medalist received the honour back in 1972 when she triumphed in the pentathlon at the Summer Olympics in Munich. It remains one of the standout moments in British athletics history. Please welcome Lady Mary Peters.
Thank you so much. Good evening, everybody. Northern Ireland has produced world champions and legends across many disciplines, and collectively they've created an exceptional legacy for future generations. They've made us proud, bringing home titles and medals and showing the world the spirit of.
Once again, I'm backstage and I'm joined by fellow Derryman, who has been at the coalface of the music industry with his band D-Ream. He's the composer of giant pop songs that have transcended the charts and become signifiers of hope and change. Peter Kuna, it is great to see you.
Oh, thank you, Stephen. Pleasure.
Your songs have become signifiers of hope and change. I mean, none more so than the obvious one. Things can only get better. But I wonder, because of the fact that it's taken on such a life of its own, did that song almost get away from you?
Inevitably, they go out as children, they go out into the world and they make their own way, you know, and you can have a love-hate relationship. They often come home like the prodigal child going, you know, I need a place to stay. And it's like, so you bring them in, you feed them, you clothe them, you wash for them, and out they go again. And it's just funny because it's had so many different incarnations, really. A friend of mine rang me up and said, you're just in the new series of The Crown.
Last night, baby, let's hear it. Can only get... You've been fantastic, everybody. Have a great night. Thank you so much. Thank you. Wow.
Peter Kuna bringing the house down with a live version of the D-Ream classic, Things Can Only Get Better. And that brings our A Century of Stories concert celebrating 100 years of BBC Northern Ireland to a close. We hope you enjoyed it. And if you missed any of it, it'll be available to listen back to on BBC Sounds for 30 days. And you can watch the TV highlights on iPlayer.